my favorite part of the week, when I get to catch up with my good friend and cohort. You know who I'm talking about. Beth Troutman. Hello, Beth Troutman. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Hello. Happy Thursday, my friend.
Happy Thursday to you as well. And Beth Troutman and Brett Witterbull are presented here today as we cross the streams by the great people over at PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, myphdweightloss.com. I have a question for you, and this is like totally an out-of-the-blue question, so I'm just going to like throw it out there. Do you have or would you purchase an all-electric vehicle?
I do not have an all-electric vehicle. I learned of the new term for 2024. It's range anxiety, where it's the literal fear of the people driving their electric vehicles that are concerned that they are going to run out of battery juice and not be able to find, you know, a charger, or not be able to charge in the amount of time that they need. I would definitely, as a woman, and as much as I drive, and I live kind of far from the station to begin with, I would totally, absolutely be a person who would have range anxiety.
Yes.
Because I also, as a woman, you know, at night, I'm not a person who goes to the, I don't fill up my gas tank at night. I plan my gas fill ups when I'm on road trips for daylight hours, things like that. And if you're on a long road trip and you need to plug in, you know, that's a substantial amount of time that you're at that plugging station. And for me, it's just constantly thinking about my surroundings and thinking about safety and thinking about what happens if your battery runs out and there's no charging anywhere. The idea of a hybrid that charges the battery and you have gasoline and the two things work together, that makes me feel a little more comfortable this day and age.
Yes.
The range anxiety thing, I think, is real.
I never thought about it from that perspective, and that is a great point, because you have to make sure that this is going to be something that everybody's comfortable with if they are being asked to go out there and buy these things. And the thing that I think about when we look at these things is, well, what happens if they don't sell? Like, are they just going to become museum pieces? Like, I don't know what ends up happening here, because the technology is going to do better and better over time, but it's just not quite there yet. And like you said, I mean, we've all known that feeling when you've forgotten to put regular gas into your car and you're driving you're like, I just need 10 more minutes. Oh gosh, this is going to be terrible. And that's the worst feeling in the world. I mean, just the absolute worst feeling. And as a man and as a woman, I mean, it's just like, it's nerve-wracking, and you're losing your marbles there. I mean, that's
right.
So
right. And then the one thing that people don't talk about a lot with the electric cars is they not only have the lithium battery that, you know, we all have heard about and talked about, the heavy batteries that are operating the car, but they have the regular car batteries that other cars have too, to run the rest of the electronics in the car. So, you know, there are two things going on inside of the electric vehicle, battery wise, and that smaller battery is running low on juice a lot of the times as well, because it's being utilized.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. All right, let me ask you another question. I think this is awfully interesting. Are you on, just a honest question, are you on Truth Social at all?
I am not on Truth Social. I did not. I'm rarely on Twitter. I should say. I go in whenever there are breaking news stories. You know, I try to see what people are talking about. And most of the accounts, like the former president's account, get reposted on X as it is. But I am not on Truth Social. Are you on Truth Social?
I hate to say this. I am, but I don't think I've ever, like, posted it. I think, like, I signed up once, and then, like, I never went back to it.
Kind of like Threads, right?
Yeah,
what happened with Threads.
Yes, this is great, because I feel like look, I don't have TikTok on my phone. I don't have TikTok in my house.
Yeah.
I had it once upon a time with a different phone when it was just like first coming out. And I just, to me, it felt like kid stuff, right? I like getting information. I'm an information nut.
Yes.
I'm like you love getting information. So I don't have the time to like go and watching, you know, people juggling a cat or something. Like, I don't know what the purpose of that is, but I wanted to get information and I want to go out there and do that. So apparently I just, while you were, because I anticipated your question, do I have an account? Apparently I do, but I haven't, I don't know the last time I've been on there. I think I made it when it came out and then I never went back. Because I have like three platforms that maybe I go on at the most. I mean, that's really about it.
I'm with you. I have X is one that I utilize. Instagram is probably the one that I end up using the most. Just I think because I feel like it's a more positive social media app. You know, you can see people talk about the issues of the day. You can find screenshots, but then there's also some moments where you can just see the good. You know, you can get some positive quotes and some lovely pictures and, you know, sloths.
You know what? I go on Insta, and I will tell you this unreservedly. I go on Instagram, and I end up getting sucked in watching videos, and then I never post anything ever. Because I don't really know how to post on that thing. So there's like a picture of me like kind of halfway confused on a beach. And then there's another picture of something else that I'm doing. And I almost never go on Instagram and post stuff because I can't. Here's what I've got. You know how you were talking about the whole range anxiety? I have like I have avatar anxiety. I will look at the avatar and I'll be like, does that look like me? I don't know if that looks like me. I need that one over there instead, except that hair's a little too yellow. I don't know. And so I have Instagram anxiety. So that's, which is why I spend a lot of my time. TJ got me into this, a thing called MySpace. And we do a lot of stuff over on MySpace now.
Does MySpace still exist?
I don't know. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, you and like the eight other people that still have accounts from the days of MySpace.
Who was, what's his name, Bill?
Tom.
Yeah. Tom is my friend. That's ridiculous. This is what we are talking about in the year 2024 when we're just days away from an eclipse. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure Spencer has sent you the emails. We're 11 days away. We're 11 days.
Yes. He called. He was on a couple of minutes ago, or a couple hours ago. He called and said, you still have time to get your glasses.
Yes, you still have time, and there are different parts of the country where you can see the full eclipse, and there are wacky things going on with the planets. And I know you don't like space anyway, so I'm not sure how you feel about eclipses.
I admire it from a distance. I'm wowed by the majesty of the eclipse.
Don't look straight at it.
I would never. No, I don't do that. I would never do that. I turn my back on all eclipses just to get the full effect, which means nothing. I told TJ earlier in the program, the only eclipse that you're going to get me every time is Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, turn around, bright eyes. I'm telling you, that's what you do.
No,
turn around.
Don't turn around. Burn out your eyes. Beth Troutman, with that under consideration, what do you have coming up on the program tomorrow?
But tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, as always, we have Charlotte's most beloved John Hancock, but we also have Sean O'Connell from Cinema Blend. He's the managing editor at Cinema Blend to talk about some of these huge movies that have been released, including Ghostbusters, to get people ready for their weekends. I think Kong versus Godzilla is out as well, one of those big blockbuster summer head to the, or almost time for summer kind of movies. So we're going to get all of that, plus headlines, plus the news stories that you need to know, and we'll get you headed into the weekend with a smile on your face as well.
Why don't they just have movie theaters show the eclipse with the safe kind of filter over it?
Now, I wouldn't be mad at that. You know, sit in a comfy seat with some nachos and watch the eclipse on the screen.
Bo Thompson sitting in two of them?
Well, Bo will sit in one, and then I will have to be on the other side of the theater because he doesn't let anyone sit directly beside him.
Great stuff. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, my friend. Enjoy the night.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You got it. That's Beth Troutman. I'm Brett Witterbull.